And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today I have Vicki Miller on the phone to talk about the Helper Christmas Craft Fair this year. How are you, Vicki?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. This is a great event that you guys do. It brings local crafters, get them into one spot, and helps the community start Christmas shopping early.
It does. It also, I don't know if the listeners are aware, but the booth fees for the craft fair actually are collected and they're donated to help pay for the fireworks that happened on Saturday night of the light parade.
So this is all in conjunction with the huge celebration that Helper City does for Christmas.
Yes.
So are you currently taking booths now, like you're registering booths?
No, we're full. Fortunately or unfortunately, we are usually full by the middle of September. We usually have all of our booths full. But we have some exciting things this year and some new crafters that we haven't seen in the past. We've got some of the old familiar ones, but we also have some new ones.
Could you tell us a little bit about the new ones?
This year we have someone bringing a cosmetic line that we've not seen before that is sensitive to the temperature of your skin. And I hadn't ever heard of anything like that before, so that's kind of interesting. We have someone new bringing candies, different kinds of a variety of candies. We have the traditional ones that we've had, the apple, the caramel apples, but this year we've got someone bringing truffles, a good chocolate truffle. There's nothing better. So we have that. We will have some Indian type jewelry and some crafts that are from Native Americans. We also have someone that does carving on sandstone and makes different items out of sandstone. It's everything from small work to they've done some really big pieces. So they'll be there.
Now, tell me about the entertainment. It says you're going to have some local singing and dance groups.
We usually incorporate all of the performing groups for the high schools, the junior high schools. This year, however, we're going to have some from the college, which we've never had before. We've got potentially three groups coming from the college to perform. But we get the Sally Morrow singers, and we get them from the Helper Junior High School and from the high school. And then we also have local dance groups. So you are likely to see someone you know performing in one of these groups.
Well, no matter what they perform, it's definitely going to be Christmas themed, so everyone will get into the Christmas spirit.
Yes.
So is there admission to get in to go see all the booths?
No, there is not. There's no admission.
And this is going to be held at the Helper Civic Auditorium?
Correct. It's going to be November the 18th, which is a Friday, and November the 19th, which is a Saturday. The 18th hour, the Friday hours are from 4 to 8, and the Saturday hours are from 10 to 5.
Well, I think this is going to be a fun event. It's going to help people, I think, get started on their Christmas shopping if they haven't already begun.
Well, and since we haven't had any snow, we've got to get that Christmas spirit moving.
There you go. This is definitely perfect. And it's a way to kick off the Helper City celebration for Christmas, because they go all out there.
Yes, they do.
They get you in the Christmas spirit.
Yep, and hopefully we'll have a little bit of snow to go with it.
That's right. All right, Vicki, thank you so much for talking to me. All right, folks, this is the Helper Christmas Craft Fair that's going to take place on Friday, November 18th, Saturday, November 19th. Now, the hours on Friday will be from 4 until 8 p.m., Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Helper Civic Auditorium. Now, you'll be able to find homemade crafts, food, goodies, candles, quilts, wood products, and so much more. And they've got a lot of new things they'll be doing as well. And then, of course, there's going to be lots of entertainment from local singing groups, dance groups, and admission is free. You can't beat that. And all the proceeds from the booth rental fees go to help fund the fireworks that they have after the Saturday parade, the Helper Light Parade. So it all goes towards a great cause. Vicki, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, not really, but I appreciate the opportunity to talk to everyone about this event.
Well, definitely get some people out there. I know everyone looks forward to this every year. All right, this has been a Castle Country FYI.